call this meeting to order. We'll start with citizen comments. Citizen comments, seeing nobody moving at a rapid pace, I will go ahead and move forward to reports from the chair. I have nothing. Not a whole lot's been going on. Reports from committee members. Seeing left and rights. Any communications? No communications. All right. Approval of the October minutes, correct?
October 21st. Move the minutes.
Second.
Moved by Supervisor Nordigan, second by Supervisor Lewis. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those against? All right. Moving on to number seven, which is discussion of classification of absences. I know we've kind of been slowly talking about this, and I had asked Reggie to communicate, see what kind of communication she can have with the other counties in terms of what do they do, if anything. Obviously there's something here, so if Reggie wants to come up and tell us what you found, I appreciate it.
So yeah, this was a little while ago that we did this, so refresh my mind and been trying to on this. So we tried to accumulate the response into this like PowerPoint you guys see here. And I mean, you can read through it and basically see, I mean, out of the number of counties that responded, half of the response was yes and half of them no. Mm-hmm. Now take into consideration that a lot of these county boards are really small and they meet during the day, not at night, not in evenings. They're old.
Older.
They're older.
Retired.
People of the county. And most, and there's quite a few county boards that meet during the day. It's interesting, I find, because it's harder for citizens to be able to be there. So, but anyways, the bottom line was that I felt from the clerks, especially if we're supposed to be keeping track of attendance, which we are according to what I read in our...
This last page is from our rules or our ordinances?
No, none of this is from, none of this is from us.
Okay.
This is all from other, this is from various, some of the clerks sent us like their whole book, we tried to go through it, try to pull out some of the, what pertained to what we were discussing here. But I would say in our rules and procedures here for the county, which I should have highlighted it, I do believe there's a spot in here that says that we're supposed to be keeping track of attendance. And if that is the case, which we do keep track of attendance, that would help us to keep accurate records of attendance or non-attendance or absences, excused. A couple of the things that I found interesting, I mean, we do have, I think there's just a problem with communication. Who is supposed to receive the phone call or the email? Mm-hmm. And I think, I don't know what all you guys want to do with this, but from my perspective as being clerk, at least for the county board meetings, I think the clerk should always be included as well as the chair. That would help our office prepare ahead of time for the meeting. If we know in advance, it helps when we're doing the roll call and that, to be able to get that information in there right away that they're excused. And then when it comes to the missing a committee meeting, having that go to me for the committee meeting is a little much for me to have to then try to contact the committee chair. And, I mean, I can make a suggestion of what would work best for my office, and that would be that, because we receive the attendance from the committee secretaries. So we take those sheets, and that's, we'll enter that into our spreadsheet of attendance for all the different committees. I don't know exactly what I want to say. The overall view is the clerks, they appreciate to be notified, and, but some are much more lax about it. They just, they're kind of, it really depends on the county and the size of the county. And what, you know, we're a big county. We have a lot of business going on. Back to the committee meetings. My view of notifying the respective chair and or the department head that's involved in the committee, like in finance, you know, you've got your chair, and then you've got, like, Patty or Barna is always at the finance meetings. So somebody knows that somebody's not going to be there. That also helps, if doing it far enough in advance, it'll help if there's a chance for a lack of quorum. So where the chairman can exercise his ex officio duties and be able to find time to attend that meeting so that business can carry on and there's a quorum. So again, I think the problem that we're seeing here with Kenosha County is just a lack of clear guidance as to who to contact and when. And I don't know if that's, you know, something that has to be put into a rule, or if it's just needs to be made clear. I just don't think it's been made clear. And does it, when it comes to the justification of being excused, I think the majority of the people, there is no, like, there's no justification. Like, you don't get, the chair doesn't choose to excuse that person. If that person has asked to be excused from the meeting, you don't have to know the reason why. Mm-hmm. And that seemed to be, even just in talking with some of the other clerks that were interested in what we come up with this, is that not being the judge of is it excused, is it not excused, but being the judge of did they notify someone that they're supposed to.
Okay. Supervisor Horgan?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I guess my questions, if we currently in our rules state that we are to keep track of our attendance, it just says whether somebody's here or not, correct?
Yeah, okay. I believe so. I'm sorry that I...
And that's fine, but that's all. That's what you know it to be?
That's what I thought I read in here.
Okay, so...
Yeah. I mean, that's... I know I've been...
But it doesn't state in there who gets the calls or who gets the emails or who keeps track of the records or anything like that, or we just assume it's the clerk that keeps track of them. And then in the committees, it's whomever, you know, runs, well, I wouldn't say that, I guess it would be the chair, but the communications, whoever's in communications in the committee would then, like you said, forward it down to you. Well, you have to do that to get paid anyway. So to me, it's more of a common courtesy to just call ahead, but not everyone, I guess, thinks the way I do. And I do agree that it can be a hindrance if they don't know, for committees especially, because they're smaller. You can miss two or three, and you may not have a quorum. But I guess, what's the goal of trying to have a classification? I guess that's where I'm getting hung up on it right now. I mean, I understand you're not going to question somebody if they call in and say, hey, I'm not going to be there on Tuesday. Okay, that's considered excused, I think, how we currently do it. But we don't have an unexcused classification, I guess, is what we're... Well, we have an excused and a not here.
And while that's true, I think on some of the paperwork it says excused or unexcused on it, correct?
This one's either excused.
Right, and so that's where, you know...
Okay. And even knowing, that's a little bit harsh.
Right, and yeah. So do we want to look at changing language so that it's either absent or present versus excused and unexcused?
Right.
Or do we want to delve deeper into this and say, you know, excused, unexcused? You know, I kind of hold it to the responsibility to our constituents. You know, it's our responsibility to show up.
Right.
And if you don't show up, what were you doing?
Right.
That you didn't show up for? You know, because that's kind of relevant. You know, if you're on vacation, cool.
Yep.
If you're working,
right.
It happens.
Something unexpected comes up.
But right. If you're at the movie theater or right. You're at a bar or play, you know, what doing whatever, you know.
Well,
I think it's responsible for the taxpayer or the constituents.
I agree, and I think I brought this up back in October that when I first was elected to town board of Randall, the person I was running against, his daughter was one of the basketball players for Wilmot, and missed every single meeting for a few months, and it ended up being he missed 28% or 30%. And when he realized that he did miss that many, he just kind of like, well, I'm not even going to bother to go door to door knocking or anything like that where I was doing that. And basically just really just pulled himself out and not ran because he realized that he could not continue because his daughter was still going to be in basketball and he couldn't serve the people. And I think a lot of people realize that too. But I don't know if an excused or unexcused matters. Either you're there or you're not. Certainly if someone had major health issues for a period of time, they may miss some of that. You could call that excused, but they're still not there. Are they serving the people, whether they're excused or not? So I don't know if I want to use such harshness as unexcused, but I do think we should have it. Let us know in advance. That should be what we should have in there. And whether it's excused or not, let us know in advance. Reggie had said this, it's not like we said, well, what are you doing? Where are you going? But, you know, it just seems to me it's you're either here or you're not, and you really should be, let's put that in the rules if that's what we should be putting in the rules.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Supervisor Maurer?
I agree with Supervisor Nordigan, because at some point, as far as excused or unexcused, then you're leaving, it's subjective, right? I mean, something that you might think is okay, I might not think is okay. And then we're leaving it to Reggie to be the judge and jury, and I'm sure she doesn't want to be placed in that position.
No.
So, and I look at it the way that I look at people at work, you know, they'll call in, or lately with all the sickness, you know, they'll come and say, can I go home? And I'll say, you're an adult, you know how you feel. I'm not gonna tell you to stay here if you don't feel good.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're all adults. If we can call in and have the courtesy to call in. And also, I think what might be a good idea is when we're given committee assignments, maybe just, you know, here's the people to call into. Their, you know, phone or email, whichever way the people prefer.
I think email is good because even if we don't
record.
See it ahead of time, then we would know, like, because maybe they can't do it within 3 hours, right?
Sure.
I mean, it's things happen. But if they can do the email, then there's a record that they did contact who they were supposed to. And just real quick, all it says in here about us recording a time, I know it was in here and it wasn't a month, wasn't much, just says shall report committee attendance to the county clerk who shall maintain a record thereof. So it's not real specific.
Yeah, and that's where I'm sorry, can I respond? And I think that's where we just need to get to is what is the track we have to follow? What's the process we have to follow? And that could be why we're not seeing some people not calling, because they, well, you know, if I'm not here, I'm not here, you know. But, okay, here's what expected of you. That's what's in our rules, you know. It's what's expected. Right. And I think we'll get better results, I guess what I want to say. Mm-hmm. Because I just think that if it just comes down to, like I say, we're all big boys and girls, that we just want to know ahead of time so we know the meeting's going to be one, attended properly or enough to have a quorum, and two, that we just know. You know, we hope no one gets into some sort of serious accident on the way here. Obviously, we would wonder if they didn't call, but that's kind of what we're getting at, is we want to know.
If I could just say something, too, like in that respect, when Mike Gable always was at the meetings, and all of a sudden he was missing meetings, and I was concerned, and I, you know, it turned out there was a good reason for concern, because he was not well, mm-hmm. and he didn't know that, there was a time where he didn't really know what was going on, that things like this were happening, and, but it wasn't like him to just not show up,
right.
And so when someone just doesn't show up, that's a concern too. And then if no one else hears back from him, or like say, if I get an email that says, "Listen, I'm sick or my kid's sick, I can't be there." And that can happen, 30 minutes before they go to leave. So that's why I like the idea of the email. And I think that it shouldn't be a quick judgment made at the meeting, whether, I mean, I'm sorry, you guys. These are my opinions. I don't know if you want to hear my opinions mm-hmm. on it. I don't think that it should be a quick judgment on whether we think that their absence is excused or not, as long as they have let us know. Mm-hmm. And in the end of it, I agree with Amy in that it's all on that supervisor to be clear as to why they've missed, and it's their responsibility for their position. And in the case of when the elections start and people want records of attendance, we would have records of, okay, why did supervisor so-and-so miss six of the meetings? Well, they were either for their job or they were ill, or sometimes they say it, sometimes they don't. Most of the time when we get emails, it says, this is why I'm not coming. So that's just a thing. And also, like Supervisor Franco, we had him marked as unexcused because, did I not get it? I didn't get it. It was...
But I actually talked to county board chairman and the committee chair, and also sent emails to both of them. I didn't send it to you though.
Right.
And for whatever reason, you didn't get the word. But can I just say something on?
Yeah, go ahead.
The other thing that comes to mind to me is, I agree. I don't think we need to be delving into why people are not attending a meeting, whether it's committee or county board. I understand that. So then the only way to determine whether someone is excused or not excused is what Supervisor Nardinian was saying, simply letting someone know in advance. Well, that's the point. If you don't call and tell anyone in advance, by definition, you're unexcused. It's irrelevant as to the reason. The point is, you have to call, email, or text. If you don't do that, by definition, you're unexcused. I think of when I was teaching, that was precisely, in school, work, every other, how do you know someone, if someone just doesn't show up and didn't call, text, or email anyone, you're unexcused. So if you're gonna use the excused, unexcused model, which we do, we don't need to dig into why someone calls. They have to call, email, or text. And in my case, I always, when I do, I say, please excuse me, I'm not going to attend the meeting. Often I'll give a reason, though I know I don't have to. But if you're not even contacting someone. And that's the only criteria to determine whether you're excused or not, then you're unexcused. It's very simple.
Sure.
So, the way I look at it.
All right, of course, Supervisor Frederick first.
But we also should be able to, and I was, it was a Tuesday late afternoon when I got in my car accident late last year. I would not have, if it had been a meeting on a Tuesday, I wouldn't have been able to notify anybody that I wasn't going to be there that night. So we should be able to say, unexcused, oh, something happened and you weren't able to notify somebody, you know, that can, the unexcused can then say, okay, now we see what happened. We can go back and say it was excused, you know, but there's only going to be so many events like that that will occur. Because I'm just thinking, so in this last year, Belsky on a meeting night got hit. I got hit on an opposite Tuesday or else I would have been missed, you know. Things have happened this year, you know, where people would have needed an excused absence.
Supervisor Beth.
I think I liked the terminology that was used before, present or not present, but rather than saying unexcused, couldn't you just have the third category as called in?
Noticed and, or something like that.
Yeah. So that, and if something happens, like his accident or Laura's, then later on that could be filled in. So then when she has to give a report, when elections are coming up, at least people will have a clear picture. I don't think we need a big explanation for this.
This.
If we kind of do it retroactively, like Supervisor Frederick said, then would they have to give a reason like after the fact? Because kind of what we were talking about right now is that you don't really need a justification why you are excused or not excused. But then would that kind of apply to like after the fact? You're just like, oh, I missed the meeting. And then so like, can you mark me as excused? But then it would be like a day after the meeting. Or in that case, would you have to give a justification for your absence?
Good question.
So I think, well, there's two things. I mean, in looking at here, you know, and we talked about this in October, there's really no downside to missing meetings other than you get a, you know, a black star in Reggie's book. And so, you know, if somebody's going to constantly be missing meetings and they call in and it's excused, well, you can have a year's worth of excused absences from all of this stuff, and that's not helping anybody. And so I saw something at the end here, and I don't know where it came from, what county, but they talk about three consecutive absences. And in my opinion, you know, excused or unexcused, I mean, if you have a certain number of absences from either committee meeting or the county board meetings, it's at least, at the very least, showing a lack of interest and some action should be taken in that case, unless there is extraordinary circumstances.
Supervisor
Powell. Yeah, I was just going to say, I mean, the last couple of years we've had extraordinary circumstances with two or three supervisors where they've been out for an extended period of time with health and related issues and things. So, I mean, would that apply to that, you know?
Well, no, I would accept extraordinary circumstances. Yeah. I mean, people get sick, cancer, you know, whatever. There's stuff that comes up, but if there's somebody who is just consistently missing meetings, you know, without those extraordinary circumstances, I mean, it's not helping us, it's not helping their constituents, it's not helping the county, which is kind of the point of us being here, so.
And that, you know, that's kind of like if somebody vacated a county board seat for whatever X, Y, and Z reasons, we tend to fill it right away, right? Because the constituents of that district deserve to be represented. Now, kind of like what this, you know, this is just discussion. Like this last paragraph says on the last page, the county board tracks attendance and provides a chair of the running total each quarter. The board determines which action is taken, censure, suspension, or removal from the board and or committee. You know, so there's steps that have occurred in other counties, which says to me there's something legal about it. Now, is that a route that we want to go, is remove somebody from their seat? I don't know. If they haven't showed up for 6 months, don't those constituents still deserve to have representation?
The one they voted for.
Right. Well, I mean, they voted for them.
I understand, but, yeah.
Well, so I wanted, in regard to that, reading in some of the other, what some of the other counties do, the chairman would ask for, like, a report of the attendance, like a quarterly or bi-yearly report of the attendance to see if there's any kind of
trend
going on. And, you know, for instance, when Joe Cardinale, right? Yeah. The county continued to, he didn't resign and he wasn't removed and the county continued to pay him and he wasn't representing.
Good point.
So there is, in a situation like that, you know, where action should have been taken. Nothing against Joe personally, you know, but he continued to get paid. That doesn't seem right as a taxpayer. That doesn't seem right. So I would say in extreme situations, you know, then the board might want to consider something. But just like, you know, a few years ago, Mike Underhill was over the road. He got put over the road and ended up having to miss, you know, while he was trying to rework his schedule to get it to where he could attend meetings again. You know, he was making an attempt to try to, but it looked bad on his attendance. And then it was used against him.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I think to Supervisor Lewis' report comments, when you do have in private business, if you've missed one day without calling in, that's considered your day of termination. We don't necessarily hold our feet to fire, especially nowadays, because it's hard to replace them. But in our handbook, that's what it says. And I'm not suggesting that, but along that vein is that's why I think the words excused or unexcused are not the right words to use. And because someone could miss, and we'll use Supervisor Cardinale, or I wasn't around with the other one.
Yeah.
But if they were calling in, you would still wonder, well, what's going on? You know. So if we had something in our rules or ordinances that, you know, we said, well, based on so much a percentage of miss or so many times missed, that'll be brought up in a committee somewhere. We wouldn't have the power to throw them off, but maybe it does go to the full board at that point to determine an action. But I don't know if I want to go that far at this point. I just want to find out why is it, you know, when we brought this up, it was, we're supposed to be keeping track of this. Why? That's why are we doing it? And I think that's what we have to answer before we can do the what.
Sorry, I'm not used to being in the committee. That's why I mentioned about in some of the others where the county board or usually the county board chair would request a report and they could take a look at it and then decide if it's something, either address it probably first off to the person,
right,
find out what's going on. And, you know, but having someone, that there is some attention paid to it. I don't like to see things be made more difficult for everyone. But I think that communicating is really lacking right now. There's a lack of communication on the process.
So yes, so if you can write up what you think is suffice, you know, you for county board, the respected committee secretaries for attendance. I do like the idea, whoever came up with the card idea. I do like that. You know, at the beginning, you know, in April when the new county board is set. We provide cards to everybody that's on each committee. There's standard one side, who do you report to for the county board, and who do you report to for the committees? There's maybe something we could do to in that. To Corporation Council, Robert's Rules of Order is pretty thick. I guess it depends on which book you get. Somebody being a supervisor, being in attendance or not in attendance, can have a, I don't know, hindrance on order. Is there something in Robert's Rules of Order in terms of absences or whatnot?
I'd have to look. Absence. I don't know. I mean, certainly, as you said, it has potential for hampering a body's ability to move forward if there isn't a quorum. Beyond that, I'd have to look. My suspicion is that it indicates that bodies should come up with their own rules for dealing with it, but I can certainly look and see.
I see Supervisor Boyd, who's, I think, read the thing front to back and backwards, so I think he
has. No, but before any of us were on the county board, there was an elected official here in Kenosha County, probably back in the 80s, that was elected to a countywide office, basically showed up, and then did not do the person's job. And the county could not get rid of this person because they were duly elected to a two-year term until the next election. So we may need to look at the legal part of this. Can we actually do anything if they are unexcused or anything, because they couldn't back then, because they were duly elected to this term for this amount of time?
You said a countywide position?
Yes.
I can understand the countywide ones.
But I'm saying,
yeah, I understand your point. I think it's absolutely something to look at.
I'm not big on, I don't know all the statutes, but when I was researching this before, I do believe there is an odd statute that is kind of where they play this this part off of missing so many absences and a total of five, and then basically chasing down the supervisor and finding them. You know, like, I'm unless I'm dreaming or nightmaring, whatever, it... I really think I read something about that, and I do think that when you look at again, and I could be wrong, but I think that an elected official like myself falls under a different category than a county board supervisor when it comes to the responsibility. I mean, I was always told that, you know, I could get elected, show up one day a year, as long as everything's going, you know. I don't know how that would happen, you know. I can't get away from here, but...
we know where you live.
But, you know, I had always heard that, and I don't know the truth to that, but I want to say I was going over, like, some of the, like, PowerPoints from the WCA on the government breakdown and how... like the different branches are a little different. And I think, you know, the same statutes don't apply to all of, you know, like for me are different than it is for you as supervisors. So, but again, I'm not well versed on it. It's just something that I recall.
I mean, again, if you really want me to do this, I need to do some additional research. I can tell you that there is language in chapter 59 on counties and on the subsection on county boards or the chapter on county boards. It does say, and I cannot stress enough, I'm not recommending this course of action, but it does say if a supervisor misses or leaves a meeting of the board without good cause or without being first excused by the board, the chairperson may issue a warrant requiring the sheriff or some constable immediately to arrest and bring the supervisor before the board. Yeah. Again, I'm not encouraging that as much. No. That's what the statute says. Beyond that...
Did that with the state senators, too, remember when they left?
In the,
they were here, they could have gotten them.
In the general section on resignations, vacancies, and removals from office, which is chapter 19, for elected county officers, which includes supervisors, They can only be removed for cause, which means it's got to be, I don't know whether, again, without researching it, I don't know whether absenteeism, including excessive absenteeism, would be considered cause or not. I'd have to look up, you know, from a legal standpoint, but can be removed for cause by a two-thirds vote of the county board.
That's what I would have thought, too.
You know, so, I mean, it would have to be a fairly significant,
right.
That number one infraction, shall we say, and number two, it would take a two-thirds majority of the board to agree to expel somebody. And it is, as has been sort of pointed out here, and I don't mean to in any way, shape, or form denigrate the public service aspect of it, but the joke is sort of right. You're elected to an office, you're elected for a term of office. There isn't a lot that can be done to remove you from it, barring fairly significant actions being taken. So you may have trouble the next election, but I mean, in terms of the term you've been elected to, just as an aside, only because well, it's not directly on point, it's close. This past week, one of my fellow corporation counsels sent around something on our e-list saying there's a proposal being floated. I don't remember which county it is, so don't ask me. There's a proposal being floated about setting term limits for supervisors. Could we do that? And universally, those of us who answered said, you could theoretically say somebody can only be chair for a certain number of terms, someone can only serve on a certain committee for a certain number of terms, but you certainly absolutely could not, by local ordinance or decision, say you can only run for the county board twice. I mean, that's a statutory thing. There are provisions that as to what the qualifications for office are or eligibility for office, and certainly you couldn't change that locally. So it's sort of the same thing. I don't know that even if we wanted to make a local rule, I don't know we'd be able to trump the statute in terms of service, you know, once you've been elected. So I hope that nobody will think that I'm speaking poorly of the departed, because again, that's not my intention. Supervisor Winky passed away after several months of being ill. There was never any consideration, as far as I'm aware, given to do we try to force him off the board despite the fact that his district is not currently being represented. You know, had he chosen to resign, certainly the process would have taken place. As it was, it played out the way it played out. So, I mean, there's just things that happen. And those are things, again, that may have a political impact going forward in terms of what happens in the next election. You know, Supervisor Nordegan, your example from your own political history.
Mm-hmm.
Supervisor Nordegan?
I guess if I go out on a limb here and try to put a why to why we want to, I don't want to say categorize, but at least notice when someone's going to be absent, is to meet the quarter report to the chair requirement that the clerk has, correct?
Well, there would be that.
We can't even do that because you don't know if to notice ahead of time or not. Hey, you know, Mark didn't notice for three meetings in a row, so the chair should contact me at that point and say, hey, Mark, what's going on? Is there something happening? And let the chair handle it from there. I mean, that's kind of what we're trying to accomplish, is it not, now?
I would think so. That would be communication.
Right.
Because that would be like, you know, I keep getting scheduled for Wednesday night, and that's the night of, you know,
right,
judiciary and law. And so maybe the chair can work with putting someone else on judiciary and law and moving that person to another committee that works better. Me, it's just about communication. And for me, I'm not always being communicated to that who's absent. And again, my thing personally for where I'm concerned is just for my office is the county board meetings. But then the committee meetings would go to the secretary, right, in which we get the information from them. So it's not like they'd have to be contacting me for every single meeting.
So if we use those two or three examples as to the why, now we can come up with the what. What are you going to do? We're going to have the process of emailing the chair, the the county clerk or the chair of the committee or communications or the clerk, whatever. I mean, we have to have that process then. And if we can get to that point, you know, then we're not worrying about how many misses somebody's making, because the quarterly report that'll go to the chair should be handling that at that point, I would think. And if the chair thinks there's something wrong, then they can come back to there. She could come back to this committee and say, hey, there's something more we got to do. I propose that. But I mean, because I don't want to get everything mixed up into one big ball. Let's just make it easy. Let's fulfill what it is that the clerk has to fulfill and make sure we get the committee chairs need to know who's going to be here and who's not. And then the chair regular county board meetings, and the clerk needs to know that.
Could I just say real quick that I wasn't the one who brought this subject up, though it does affect, Andy brought it up, but it does affect my office. And, you know, it would help us to operate smoother and make sure we have the right information. Mm-hmm.
All right, is there any other discussion on this? Seeing no hands, we'll move on to any other matters.
Can I make a motion on this?
I don't think we can make a motion right now because there's nothing on the agenda.
Just because it was a discussion?
Right. I guess it might depend on what the motion is.
I'm sorry?
So let's hear it.
It may depend on what the motion is.
Well, my motion was going to be that we have the clerk make a determination of how she would like to be noticed, or the clerk should, how the clerk and the committee chairman should be noticed for any absence, and then come on back in a month and give us what you think that process would be, because we shouldn't be telling you how you're the one who has to work with it day in and day out, and you know, just come on back at that point.
So I don't know if we have to make a motion, but I already did ask Reggie if she could
do
that.
I do have something that I wrote up, but I think it needs to be more, it needs to be more clear and simplified.
And then if we can just make sure it's on the agenda for next month, then I think that's
cool.
A good process. All right, so any other matters as may be appropriate before the committee? Seeing none, entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion, Supervisor Lewis, second by Supervisor Nordegan. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any against? You know what I did learn is that motion to adjourn.